This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 285 for Monday, February 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are pushing higher in Monday morning with the largest gains in a nearby March contract. That March canola contract increases $12.80 at $8.47.20 per ton, while the May contract adds $4.20 at $8.23.90, and the July contract rises $2.20 at $8.18.90. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, while Chicago soy oil is unchanged. Meanwhile, lower Chicago soybeans and soy meal are putting pressure on the Canadian oilseed. Also, losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oil values. Strong crush margins continue to underpin canola prices. The Canadian Grain Commission notes that producer deliveries of canola so far this crop year are about 9.75% ahead of this time last year. Improved temperatures across the prairies this week could lead to an upswing in farmer deliveries, especially with provincial road restrictions not too far away. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 73.68 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.41. In India, any chances of a record harvest for rapeseed may have come to an end following a heat wave and frost. With a record 24.2 million acres planted, expectations had been for India's rapeseed production to reach as high as 12.8 million tons. Last year's output was 10.8 million tons. Over in Europe, Strategy Grains nudges up its call on rapeseed production in the European Union by a half a percentage point at 19.6 million tons. In South America, Argentina is forecast to receive rain on Wednesday, but otherwise the country is to remain dry. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are contending with wet conditions, which is slowing the country's soybean harvest and corn planting. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The May contract is down a nickel at $15.14 per bushel. May soy oil is unchanged at 61.22 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal dips 80 cents at $4.79.20 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well, with the May contract giving up 4 cents at $6.45 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its May contract dipping a quarter cent at $3.45. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago May loses 7.5 cents at $7.14. Kansas City May falls 11 cents at $8.24. And Minneapolis May sheds 2.5 cents at $8.80. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.